On Monday, October 13th, NASA will launch the Cassini space probe to Saturn with 72 pounds of plutonium on board. On Saturday, October 4th, more than 2,000 people gathered outside the gates of Cape Canaveral Air Force Station to protest the mission. The demonstrators believe that launching plutonium on the Titan IV rocket poses too much of a risk. There are two points of danger. One is that the rocket could explode on the launch pad or in the atmosphere. Another is when Cassini swings back around Earth in 1998 to gain the velocity to reach Saturn. At that time, it could re-enter the atmosphere and spread toxic plutonium in the Earth's atmosphere. This could cause cancer deaths in thousands of people over a period of decades. NASA says that the odds of an accident on the launch pad or during flyby are extremely small. They also claim that the RTGs, the containers that hold the plutonium, will not explode. But a number of scientists have come forward and questioned NASA's estimates of odds of failure. Michio Kaku, professor of physics at City University of New York, has come out against the launch. He questions NASA's estimates and points to the various accidents that have occurred during NASA's history. He says that NASA should explore solar power options for the probe.
The next window is 2001. I say downsize the mission, and instead of sending a Cadillac to Saturn, let's send two compacts to Saturn instead. Energized by solar energy.
The European Space Agency has said that they could develop solar power cells to fuel the probe if it is split into two smaller missions. Dennis Geib, one of the 50 FSU students who traveled to the Cape for the demonstrations, believes NASA is taking too much of a risk.
Well, I want to do my part to make sure that NASA knows that I think what they're doing is wrong. I think that they're putting the residents of not only Florida but the whole world at too great of a risk. There are other ways to power this rocket, other, you know, proven ways to do it. It's faster to do it this way, how they're doing it, but it's not worth the risk.
Another Tallahassee resident who attended the protests felt a strong need to show his opposition to the launch.
Well, I heard about it, and I thought the effects were horrible, and it's where you have to draw a line in society that you live in. You have to draw that line, and that line is that you could take money out of my paychecks, you can do stuff that I don't know about. When it comes to actually taking a chance on taking my life out, you know, it's like a Russian roulette, you know. It's like playing with a loaded gun or running down the street with a loaded gun in your hand. It might actually go off, might not, but that's a chance you take. And I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for the little kids that can't get up and speak their mind. And I'm doing it for the elderly people that can't get here today. And then people that are just so wrapped up in their own little, you know, world that they live in because they're too busy to get here. And this is why I'm here.
The demonstrators marched to the front gate, and there, four grandmothers entered the gates to peacefully attempt to sit on the launch pad and were arrested. With their actions, they were attempting to let the world know about the danger of the launch.
We hope by doing civil disobedience that this is publicized and that people understand that people like me who've never been arrested in my entire life think that this is so important that our voices be heard. We're willing to put ourselves and our bodies on the line to make a statement to not only the government but the rest of the world as well. Most people in our world have no idea that plutonium is being shot into outer space. Now, while this is not exactly secret information, it is a matter of public record. You also won't find it being highly advertised by NASA or Westinghouse or GE or Lockheed Martin or any of the contractors involved that, hey guys, guess what? We're shooting plutonium into outer space. Nobody's going to tell you this. So it's one of those very gray areas that is not exactly secret, but it's not being publicized either. So you have to ask, or I have to ask, why? They know it's dangerous, they know it's controversial, and that's why it's not being publicized. I'm here to publicize it.
After the grandmothers went through the fence, more protesters climbed over to attempt to peacefully sit on the launch pad. A total of 27 were arrested.